Welcome to the Healing Elixir podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles. And today, how are you guys doing today? I hope you guys are feeling good. And if you're not feeling good, I hope that your energy changes. I hope that you sit with your emotions. I hope that you know that you are loved. Every emotion you feel is valid and you matter in this world. Now, today, as I am standing in my closet recording this, because I don't have a freaking podcast like Soundbox or whatever, but you do what you gotta do, and I wanted to get this message out. So as I am cramped in this closet looking at my freaking my winter coats, I am so happy to express this message with you guys. And I want to talk about the mind. It's crazy because the moon in tropical is in Aquarius, but we're not going to get into that astrology stuff today. I want to talk to you about the mind and how the mind can make up all of these, you know, your thoughts, and how your thoughts can be convoluted, and how you can have intrusive thoughts. And honestly, like I said, I don't come on here unless I go through something and I want to share my advice, because I like to share real life, real like present day experiences. And one of my most recent experiences is my intrusive thoughts and learning how to calm down my thoughts and my mind and actually observe my thoughts rather than become them. Observe my emotions rather than become them. Now, one of the things that I found is, I kept hearing is, I choose my vibration. I choose what I want to focus on. Things can happen to me throughout the day. Things can happen. Tragic things can happen. Bad things can happen. Anything can happen, but how I react to it and how I respond to it is ultimately up to me. And it is important to tell myself, yes, it's important for you to feel these emotions. And it's important for you to feel this depression. It's important for you to feel this sadness. It's important for you to feel how much you're in poverty mindset. Because if you don't feel these things, how will you change? Because emotions and thoughts are actually, you know, emotions specifically are directions. They're directors. They're telling you something is up and something needs to change. And with that, something happened to me last night and I could have literally been upset. However, I stopped. I thought about it. And I was like, is this the end of the world? No. Am I going to legitimately disintegrate right now? Is somebody going to condemn me for whatever just happened to me? No. Is anybody out to get me? No. Well, I hope not. All of these questions I started to ask myself, it actually grounded me. So I want to actually tell you guys, like, whenever you're going through something, start asking yourself practical questions like, is this going to be the end of the world? No. Is it okay to feel this? Yes. Will this too shall pass? Yes. Will everything be okay? Yes. Can I lean on my support system? Yes. If not, then who can I lean on? I can lean on my spiritual team. I can lean on God. I can lean on faith. Yes. I can lean on all the intangible things. Yes. And then I also ask myself, is what I am doing or what am I pursuing, is it in alignment with my morals and my values? Can I see myself doing this in 10, 15 years? When I do this, am I happy? And that's what really makes me feel grounded in the moment. If I'm doing something that's really out of alignment, trust me, my body is going to tell me, and your body will as well. If your body doesn't tell you, of course, your vibe, you know, everyone feels vibe. So you'll be like, I don't think I like this. And if you say you don't think you like this, you don't like this, you probably don't. Or sometimes you have to ask yourself, am I judging? Am I? Yes, because that's one of the things I had to admit to myself this past weekend too, that I have been very super judgmental. And man, like, there's been situations I wasn't even conscious of my judgment, because I had been around people that had the same judgment. So I just thought it was normal. And I really didn't think I was judging, but I sure was. And then that showed me that I was actually judging myself in the process. And it really also directed me to my thoughts. Why are my thoughts like this? And I didn't want to come to a space where I was condemning my thoughts. I wanted to come to a place where I was observing my thoughts so I can better understand myself. I think it's very important that we understand ourselves. I think it's very important that we analyze why we think the way we think, but not getting into this loophole of like, oh my God, imposter syndrome. One thing I've done, one thing of like, oh my God, something is wrong with me. No, nothing is wrong with you. You just have to unlearn some things and you have to relearn some things. It's life. It's life. It's life. And whenever you take this heaviness off of life, it starts becoming lighter. You start looking at things differently. You start moving differently. You start acting differently. You start feeling differently. So the thing that happened to me last night, it happened. However, my reaction to it was like, it's all good. Everything happens for a reason. And I'm going to take accountability for my actions because I did. I was in the wrong. And guess what? I'm going to sit with this. I'm going to do better. And I'm going to change. And I'm not going to get in my head about it, because if I get in my head about it, that can lead to depression. That can lead to sadness, more sadness that I'm bringing upon myself rather than that action bringing that upon me. You guys, the mind. I feel like right now the mind is what should be mastered. And I don't want to say it in a very like, oh my God, you need to do it right now. It's an incremental thing. One day at a time. What thoughts are burdening you? What burdened you? Put it on paper so you can conceptualize it, so you can see it. And then on that paper, write down practical things. Write down what's real. Write down your reality. And then what new reality do you want to subscribe to? What do you want to be a part of? What do you want your life to look like? And when you start thinking of those things, you can then like be like, okay, I'm having a paradigm shift. These thoughts I'm having, they are on this paper. I'm looking at them. But I am an able body and I can change these things. And because I know that I can change these things, I have a decision to make. Will I won't I? Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal. Let's elevate. Let's upgrade your reality.